I would like to thank the organizers for the opportunity to speak about my work. Because of my bad English, I'm going to read my talk. If you have any questions, please speak slowly. In this talk, we will present the generalization of the main theorem of freedom for the written equivalence of tabular star algebras to the case of unital dual operator algebras. Also, we apply this theory to the class of reflexive algebras. I need some definitions. If A is a unital dual operator algebra, AM is the category which has objects pairs of the form H alpha, where H is a Hilbert space and alpha is a normal representation. With this term I mean that is a completely conductive and wedge star continuous unital homomorphism. I need to define the morphisms of the category. If H1 and H2 are objects of the category AM, the space of morphism is the space of the determiners over the algebra A. Two unital dual operator algebras A and B are called stable isomorphic if there exists a cardinal I such that the algebra MIA is isomorphic to the algebra MIB as dual operator algebras. If X is an operator space and I is a cardinal, MIX is the space of matrices indexed by I whose finite submatrices have uniformly bounded norms. If X is a dual operator algebra, then MIX is also a dual operator algebra. Now, what do we know for tabular star algebras? The tabular star algebras A and B are called Morita equivalent in the sense of Riffel if there exists a star factor F from the category AM to the category BM. Star factor means that for every morphism F, F of F star is equal to F of F star. What is the known main theorem for tabular star algebras? Let A and B be tabular star algebras. The following are equivalent. 1. A and B are Morita equivalent. 2. There exist a ternary ring of operators M and faithful normal representations alpha and beta such that alpha of A is the weight star closure of the span of the set M star M and beta of B is the weight star closure of the span of MM star. 3. A and B are stable isomorphic. I'm going to generalize this theorem to the class of possibly non-self-adjoint dual operator algebras. So I need some new notions which will replace the statement 1 and the statement 2. Here is the definitions. If A is a unital dual operator algebra, we define the category ABM which has the same objects with the category AM, but the space of morphisms is the following. If H1 and H2 are objects of the category AM, the space of morphisms is the space of the determiners over the diagonal of A. Observe that if A is a tabular star algebra, then AM is equal to ABM. and observe that the space of morphisms of this of the first category is contained into the space of morphisms of the second category. So we can define the ejection factor from the one category to the other. The following definition extends Riffel's definition. Let A and B be unital dual operator algebras and F a factor from the category A to M to the category B to M. We say that F is a star factor if for every pair of objects H1 and H2 every operator F satisfies, every morphism F satisfies the equation F of F star is equal to F of F star. No, they have to intertwine only the operators of the diagonal. This is the second category. Two unital dual operator algebras A and B are called delta equivalent if there exists a factor of equivalence F which extends as a star factor of equivalence J from the category A to M to the category B to M. This means that the following diagram is commutative. Observe that two W star algebras are Morita equivalent if and only if they are delta equivalent. So delta equivalence extends the notion of Morita equivalence of W star algebras to the class of dual operator algebras. One more definition. Let A and B be W star closed algebras acting on Hilbert spaces H and kappa respectively. If there exists a ternary ring of operator M such that A is the weight star closure of the span of M star BM and B is the weight star closure of the span of M AM star, we say that the algebras A and B are two-row equivalent. One example, if A is a unital W star closed subalgebra of sum B of H and I is a cardinal, the algebras A and MIA are two-row equivalent through the two-row which is the weight star closed two-row which is generated by the columns with entries from the diagonal of A. If A and B are von Neumann algebras, which are two-row equivalent, then there exists a star isomorphism theta from the commutant of the algebra A onto the commutant of the algebra B. If M is a two-row consisting from operator M satisfying the equation MA is equal to theta AM, then A is a weight star closure of the span of M star M and B is the weight star closure of the span of M M star. Now I'm going to present our main theorem. Let A and B be unital dual operator algebras. The following are equivalent. 1. A and B are delta equivalent. 2. There exist completely isometric normal representations alpha and beta with zero equivalent images. And 3. A and B are stable isomorphic. The equivalence of the statement 3 with the statements 1 and 2 is a joint work with Professor Paulsen. Recently, Blecher and Kasyap presented an interesting new notion of Morita equivalence for dual operator algebras. They call this equivalence weakly Morita equivalence. Two delta equivalent algebras are weakly Morita equivalent in their sense. The contents doesn't hold. Now I'm going to present the sketch of the proof. For the implication one implies two, we use the results from a joint work of Blecher-Solel. If A is a dual operator algebra, there exists a W star algebra W star A containing A as W star closed subalgebra, which is generated by A as a W star algebra, and which has the property for every pi object of the category AEM, there exists a normal representation pi bar extending pi. An object pi is called universal if any other normal representation is unitarily equivalent to the restriction of a multiple of pi to a reducing subspace. An object pi is universal for AEM if and only if the extension pi bar is universal for the category W star AEM. In this case, pi is completely isometric and the algebra pi A is equal to the double commutant of the algebra pi A. Suppose now that F is a delta equivalence factor. We can prove that F restricts to a star factor of equivalence from the category W star AM to the category W star BM. So if pi is a universal object of the category AM, the corresponding object sigma of the second category is universal. Since F is an equivalence factor, F maps the commutant of the algebra pi A onto the commutant of the algebra sigma B, and also maps the commutant of the algebra pi delta A onto the commutant of the algebra sigma delta B. The space M consisting of the operators of the form satisfying the equation M A is equal to F A M for every A in the commutant of the algebra pi delta A is a zero. So if A is an operator of in the commutant of the algebra pi A and B in B and M in M, then we can easily check that the operator M star sigma B M A is equal to the operator A M star sigma B M. That means that the operator M star sigma BM belongs to the double commutant of the algebra pi A, which is equal to the algebra pi A. So we have proved that the set M star sigma BM is contained onto the algebra pi A, and similarly the set M pi A M star is contained in sigma B. The qualities follow from the non-degeneracy of M. The implication 2 implies 3. We are going to prove that if the algebras are Pierrot equivalent, then they are stably isomorphic. Suppose that the unital W star closed subalgebras A and B are Pierrot equivalent. We can choose a ternary ring of operator M such that A is the wedge star closure of the span of M star BM and B is the wedge star closure of the span of M A M star. Also, we can choose the Pierrot such that the diagonal of A is the wedge star closure of the span of M star M and delta B is the wedge star closure of the span of M M star. we define this basis, x and y. X is the weight star closure of the span of M star B, and y is the weight star closure of the span of M A. We can observe that x is an AB module and y is a BA module. Suppose that x tensor y is the normal Hadamard tensor product of x and y. Taking quotient with its W star closed subspace generated by elements of the form xb tensor y minus x tensor b y, where x in x, y in y, and b in b, we obtain a space x tensor b y which has the property to linearize the separately weight star continuous completely bounded debalanced bilinear maps. Similarly, we can define the space y tensor a x. One theorem. We can prove that the algebra IA is completely isometric and the weight star homeomorphic with the tensor product X tensor B Y, and the algebra B is completely isometric and weight star homeomorphic with the tensor product Y tensor A X. The key for the proof of this theorem is that there exist partial isometries summing to the identity operators. Observe that for every cardinal I, the algebras A and MIB are pure equivalent through the weight star closed ternary ring of operator generated by the finite columns with entries from M. So by the above theorem we have this this equation as dual operator spaces. Using the above partial isometries, we can find the cardinal I and completely isometric weight star continuous on two A module maps from this space to this space and from this space from this space. This is the columns, this is the rows. It follows now that the following spaces are completely isometric and weight star homeomorphic. This space is isomorphic to this space and this is isomorphic to this algebra. And this completes the proof. The implication 3 implies 1 is easy, and I will not say something. Now some applications to reflexive algebras. If A is an algebra, we define lattice of A the set of projections which remain invariant under the action of every operator in the algebra A. This is a lattice. If L is a set of projections, we can define AlGel, the algebra of operators which leave invariant every projection in the set L. If A is a unital subalgebra of B of H, then A is called reflexive if A is equal to alt lat A. If L is a commutative set of projections, the algebra alt L is called a CSL algebra. If L is a totally ordered set of projections, the algebra alt L is called a nest algebra. If A is a CSL algebra, the set of weight star closed subalgebras B of A, such that the diagonal of A is contained in B and the lattice of A is equal to the lattice of B, has a minimum which is denoted by A min. If A is equal to A min, A is called a synthetic algebra. The first example of a non-synthetic algebra was given by Arveson. Thank you. Now I'll present some positive results of delta equivalent algebras. Let A and B reflexive algebras. The algebras A and B are clearly equivalent if and only if there exists a star isomorphism theta from the commutant of the diagonal of A onto the commutant of the diagonal of B, which maps the lattice of A onto the lattice of B. Two CSL algebras are delta equivalent if and only if they are TRO equivalent. Now, when are two CSL algebras A and B delta equivalent? By 1 and 2, the question is when a lattice isomorphism theta from the lattice of A onto the lattice of B extends to a star isomorphism between the weight star closures of the lattices. Such a theta always extends as a star isomorphism between the norm closures, but not always between the weight star closure of the lattices. I give this definition. Suppose that P is the span of the atoms of lattice of A and Q is the span of the atoms of the lattice B. If theta induces a lattice isomorphism between the continuous parts of the lattices, we say that theta respects continuity. Now, we give this answer for this problem. Theta extends as a star isomorphism between the weight star closures, between the commutant of diagonal of A onto the commutant of diagonal of B, if and only if is a lattice isomorphism which respects continuity. So, if A and B are CSL algebras with either continuous or totally atomic lattices, then they are delta equivalent, stable isomorphic. We proved that they are equivalence, these notions. They are delta equivalent if and only if they have isomorphic lattices. A unital dual operator algebra A is delta equivalent to a CSL algebra if and only if there exists a completely isometric normal representation alpha such that alpha of A is a CSL algebra. After the positive result, some negative examples. If A is a non-synthetic CSL algebra, then A mean has no symmetric normal representation such that alpha of A mean is a CSL algebra. So by 4, A mean is not delta equivalent to a CSL algebra. 6, if A and B are similar nest algebras, then the categories AM and BM are equivalent. But A and B are not always delta equivalent, even in the case they have isomorphic diagonals. I finish with some properties of equivalence factors. We fix unital dual operator algebras A and B and the factor of delta equivalence F from the category ABM to the category BDM. This factor has the following properties. 1. If alpha is an object of the category AM which is completely isometric normal representation, then the corresponding object F of alpha is also a completely isometric normal representation on F of H. F is normal and completely isometric. With this I mean that for every object H1 of A and H2 of the category AM, the map F between the spaces of the morphism is weight star continuous and completely isometric. 3. F is a lattice respecting factor. What I mean with this, if H is an object of the category AM, alpha is an object of the category AM, we can observe that the lattice of alpha of A is contained into the space of morphisms, in this space of morphisms. So, suppose now that beta is the corresponding object, then F maps the lattice of alpha of A onto the lattice of beta of B. Finally, F maps reflexive algebras to reflexive algebras. Thank you. I mean that there exist a bounded operator such that PIT minus 1 is B. This is equivalent to the condition to exist a map between the mesh which preserve the dimension of the atoms. My results are only in reflexive algebras. Some properties is the functor maps reflexive algebras to reflexive algebras. It can map CSL algebras to CSL algebras. If the CSL algebra is synthetic, the corresponding algebra is synthetic, and so on. If the mesh algebras are similar, we can prove that these algebras, they are weakly Morita equivalent in the sense of Blecher, but they are not stable isomorphic, they are not delta equivalent in my sense. There exists an example. We can make a worse example. We can construct the algebras so that they have isomorphic diagonals, but they are not stable isomorphic.